Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy answers the question, what happens if I'm involved in an accident with an Uber driver?
Great question. I get asked this a lot, and I have a lot of cases involving Uber or Lyft or, you know, ride sharing services like that. So this, what I'm going to say really applies not just to Uber, but Lyft and other similar services. I always just call it Uber because that's the most common. You know, Uber has given around over 4 billion rides since they first started. They are everywhere. And accidents can happen where an Uber driver is negligent and crashes into your car while you're driving your own vehicle. Or sometimes people are actually riding in an Uber and the Uber driver makes a mistake, runs a stop sign, runs a red light, hits another vehicle. And so the question becomes, what kind of claim would I have against Uber and their driver? And there are a couple different things to look at. You know, the reason for having so many Uber accidents is they don't always do a very good job of vetting or checking out their drivers to see what kind of drivers they are, to see how safe they are. They aren't typically given much safety instruction. They're just hired and told they can go out and start driving for Uber. On top of that, a lot of these people are driving on unfamiliar roads in areas that they are not accustomed to being in. And so they don't know the traffic signals and stop signs and those sorts of things. And then you add on top of that, they're always looking when they're in these unfamiliar areas, they're typically looking at their GPS or their maps instead of looking at the roadway. And that can be very, very dangerous. You know, Uber will sometimes take the position that, hey, these guys, they're independent contractors. They're not our employees. Fortunately, many states, and Florida is where I am, so I'll focus on Florida, have enacted statutes that protect people who are injured by the negligence of an Uber driver. Florida statute 627.748 requires that Uber drivers carry minimum amounts of insurance. And the coverage depends upon what the Uber driver is doing at the time of the accident. So if an Uber driver is in his own car and he's not logged into the app and he's not using it to take passengers, then obviously Uber's insurance is not going to apply and you'd have to look to that driver's own personal insurance. But if the Uber driver is logged into the app and is actively searching for customers, or he dropped somebody off and got a call and he's on the way to another, go pick up somebody else, and there's no passenger in his vehicle, Uber is responsible to provide a minimum of $50,000 in insurance. That number changes significantly if there's actually a passenger in the Uber at the time of the accident. So if the driver is logged into the app and is carrying a passenger, they're required to have at least $1 million in insurance coverage. So, and they're also required to have PIP and uninsured motorist coverage, which a good personal injury attorney can easily explain to you what those coverages are. So don't be fooled into thinking that Uber can get out of this or say they're independent contractors, it's not our fault, that sort of thing, because the state of Florida, and like I said, many other states have minimum insurance requirements for Uber drivers. So I would highly recommend if you're involved in an accident with an Uber driver, whether you're another vehicle or whether you're a passenger in the Uber, that you call a personal injury attorney who has had experience pursuing claims against Uber. I've handled dozens of cases against Uber and have had quite a bit of success. So I recommend if this ever happens to you, then please call an attorney who's experienced going after Uber at your earliest convenience.